League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
To give you the satisfaction asking how you doing now, how the castle built of people you pretend to care about, just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and the diamonds sometimes when I close my eyes. 6 months of torture you sold us, forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. Gotta laugh at the stupidity, 'cause I've made some real big mistakes, but you made the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange you only come out at night. I used to think that I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you sold me for parts as you sunk your teeth into me. Oh, blood sucker, flame fucker, bleeding me dry like a goddamn vampire.
I saw the new Mission Impossible film the other day, and it's hard to think that Tom Cruise has done anything but hit blockbuster films. I mean, of course he's had his detractors, but, you know, many a time I think people have just been out to get him because he's such a star. All he did was jump up and down on the Oprah Winfrey sofa in celebration of being in a relationship with Katie Holmes. And everyone smelt a rat, didn't they? But their marriage lasted 5 years, which is all that all marriages last. Yes, he doesn't see Suri, the kid, but you know what? I mean, he has other kids. You can't love all your kids, can you? And everyone bangs on about Scientology, whilst conveniently, you know, forgetting that all other religions are bonkers. You know? Why are you believing that? Anyway. And then we come down to perhaps the most controversial film project he's ever done, Interview with the Vampire, in which he starred opposite Brad Pitt and Christian Slater, who took over from River Phoenix, who was going to be in it. You know, the whole thing was a disaster. It was doomed from this get-go. It was, and the writer of the book and the screenplay, Anne Rice, apparently never wanted Tom Cruise in the part, as it was a part for a blonde European, and so she treated him badly and made him feel unwelcome. But here's the thing, apparently she looks back at the film now, as do many, on a film that was regarded as average at best at the time. Now people, including Anne Rice, look back at it and think, you know what? It was okay. It was interesting. And this is the thing. You look back on anything and it's not quite as bad as you think. Most things. Certainly Tom Cruise jumping up and down. He was just happy. He was happy and just trying to be entertaining on a talk show. When he was ranting about COVID in that famous clip during lockdown, he was just under pressure and trying to make sure the filming went ahead in trying circumstances. What I'm saying is everything looks better Everything looks different after a few years. Let's face it, everything looks different after three sleeps. Often after one sleep. Don't rush to snap judgments. Tom Cruise is, I'm sure, amazing. Even though my mate, who, when there were an extra on one of his films, said he was an all ends up cunt. You know, you can't please everyone. You actually can't please anyone. Trying to please anyone these days, well, that is mission impossible. Don't let them bleed you dry. Don't let them bleed you dry, Tom. There will always be people baying for blood. You're no bigger lunatic than any of us. You are just the brightest star. And therefore the one everyone can see. You're the only one amongst us all that casts any shadow at all. That's a love.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.